farming, it all seems like a process by which you're creating something. Obviously, because that takes resources in a place, I just immediately think of a landscape. Part of the reason we decided to farm was because we wanted a family life, and it's a way for us to also spend time together. And we both enjoy farming and wanted to do that together. So it's a way to do that together, especially since he's not from this country and moved up here largely so we could be together. So it was kind of that part of that commitment. While it's been wonderful to spend time with my husband and also my family doing this, just because of the inherent stress of the job and the business, sometimes it puts stress on our relationship that we wouldn't have if we had different jobs or didn't work together. When I first started getting into farming and agriculture, I primarily was looking at it from the perspective of producing food, being outside. I was working at my college garden. And then when I was in Honduras, where I met Chico, I was working on a project to help people generate income from that. So I started to understand more about how it was a livelihood and a business. And now we're doing it as a business. So I definitely have seen sort of a different side of farming. You have grand plans, and you just inevitably have to plan in a number of plan B, C, D, and E, and a lot of buffer. And so I think that sometimes there's uncertainty in everything, and as in farming, we just feel it much more than people do on a daily basis. I think, in 10 or 15 years, we would like to have some sort of multi-tiered business or enterprise where it's not all our income's coming from vegetables. Now, maybe we could have some sort of agritourism piece or something else, but I would hope that we could have some sort of diversified, stable business.